Well, it is another week, and we finally made it out of March. And this is Andrew Wood, and I'm joined as always by pastor and friend Jason Hayes. Jason, question for you: was that the longest March of your life?
It was at minimum the most eventful, or maybe uneventful. I don't know.
It could go either way.
Really could go either way. Yeah. Man, March 2020. Who would have ever imagined? I was recording a Easter message for our people just yesterday, and I thought to myself, what in the world has happened? It is a surreal feeling to think we are not going to be gathering like we traditionally do on Easter Sunday. I am preparing the Easter message to then preach to a
camera. Yeah.
And when I say camera, I mean my iPhone, set up in my kitchen. And, by God's grace, man, it's worked so far. I mean, we've been able to really have some really meaningful connections with our people. And, we've gotten all kinds of good feedback. We've not really done the kind of, hey, here's a camera in the back of an empty worship center approach. We've just gone with, videos kind of from our home and, allowed it to be more of a living room, more informal setting, and we've gotten all kinds of great response, but that does not change the fact that it is flat out weird.
Yeah.
And here we are again, man. You know, I was just listening to the intro coming into the beginning of the show, and you know, it talks about talking about the events of our day, and I really don't think it's appropriate for us to talk about any other event today besides this continuation of COVID-19.
Well, because maybe for the first time, I mean, I wasn't around for World War II, but even 9/11, when 9/11 happened, we did have a break from everything for a short period of time.
Right.
But everybody, you remember that Yankees game when George W. threw the pitch out?
Man,
like
a great
everybody got back to sports, got back to school, got back to these things in our lives. The difference with this time, there are no other events happening.
Correct.
I mean, we're having our virtual event banquet coming up in April 30th, but everything has gone just online.
Right.
Everything.
Are you as taxed as I am, mentally by doing everything virtually? Like, I get done at the end of a day, and I've said to Carrie multiple times, it's interesting that I'm doing so little physical activity, and yet, I am so exhausted.
Yeah.
I think staring at a screen the whole day and feeling even the weight of like projecting into your computer and all of that stuff. And even locking in, like physically staying within the little box for a Zoom call
and not swaying and not
moving.
I was recording, I was supposed to go to Seattle last week for a conference, and I was going to lead a roundtable discussion on some pro-life issues. And obviously we didn't go to Seattle.
Well, I'm glad.
Thankfully.
Good choice.
So they moved it online. And so earlier this week, I had to record my portion.
Right.
So here's what I had to do. I thought, well, if I sit in my office chair in my office at Hope, I'm going to swivel because it swivels and I don't need to do that. And so I sat on the other side of my desk in just a chair. And then I thought, okay, what does the background need to look like? Cause you got to think about that. Is there anything distracting?
Right.
And then for 40 minutes, I talked to myself in a computer screen and had to act as if people cared. And it was a really strange thing to do that. And I'm going to be on another, webinar tomorrow as part of that. And I'm going to have to do it all over again. And so as we do this, this was a question that I thought of last night. Are we getting too comfortable talking into a screen?
Right.
I think our society was kind of moving in that direction. So it's going to be interesting to see what this pandemic does. Is it going to push us over the edge where we don't want to have any human-to-human contact, or do the opposite where we go, finally, I can talk to somebody?
Right. In fact, we're going to spend a little time later in our show today talking about some potential shifts that are going to stick with us, meaning things that we're experiencing today that very well may just stick around for the long haul. And I'm not sure that isn't going to be one of them. I mean, I really do believe that if there have been companies that have wondered, hey, how can we manage to have less people to provide an office for, or you know, or to have to send across the country for business meetings. You know, how can they pull that off? Well, they have figured it out over the last several months.
Well,
I've
always wondered too. I had a staff member who's been working from home for a couple of weeks now, and I talked to her yesterday, and she was like, Andrew, it's going to be hard to get me back into the office. She was like, I can pull a table out here on the porch.
Yeah.
And where I was like, yeah, I believe it. And, right. and so, and, but also it's been one of those things where I've often wondered when you have these climate change conferences.
Oh, dear.
And so all these folks are flying all across the world in private jets.
Often in the private jets.
And I've always wondered, why don't y'all just do like a Skype call? And you're not having a carbon footprint. You're just sitting at your, and now they have no excuse. Now
Correct.
Everybody Correct. Can, now what we can also say is, hey, you remember during the pandemic, we
pulled this off.
We were able to meet just by looking at screens. We didn't have to come to the conference room. We didn't have to have a meeting about this meeting, about that meeting.
Right.
And so I think if I was, this is what I would do, and maybe it's sinful.
Are you planning on leading a climate change conference?
I'm definitely
that's not on your agenda.
I'm definitely not on my agenda. But if they're asking for advice, I mean, I would just say, do it virtually.
Yeah.
But I would also say that I would be one of those employees when this is all said and done, going, yeah, you remember how during the pandemic we didn't have a bunch of committees and a bunch of meetings,
right?
And we still are here. And everything's good.
We got some things done.
Maybe we could keep that for sure. But
man.
it's a crazy time. What I've done, you were talking about being kind of taxed or you know, because you sit in front of the screen. What I've done the last 2 days is over the weekend we built a lean-to on the backside of the garage.
I saw that.
So I could move the mowers under there and different things. And then we weren't even planning this part of it, but when we got done, in between the kind of the pillars of the lean-to, we're like, that'd
be a tin roof too.
Thought, man, that'll be perfect for firewood. And so I had a bunch of firewood. So the last 2 days I've been moving all the firewood that I had over to the lean-to, and I haven't listened to music. It's just been me moving wood, and it's been the greatest feeling ever.
Well, you mentioned, you know, your chair situation on your recording. And I'll say also, like, man, it is a whole different thing when you are even interacting with someone online. Like, you know, so on Wednesday, here in just, an hour or two, at 7 o'clock, we do a Facebook Live, kind of Bible study. And at least there is a little bit of interaction.
Right. Comments and stuff.
Right. It is a different monster when you are flat out just pre-recording anything.
Yep.
And there is no feedback. There is no giggle in the background.
Yep.
There is nothing.
Even when you say something funny and you know it's funny, but no one's there to laugh.
It just sits on a dead room. Yeah. My wife, after she listened to me attempt to record the Easter message multiple times yesterday, eventually walked in and said, would you like me to sit in the room? And I said, no, I don't need any coaching, which was not kind. And I later apologized to her. But you talked about a chair. You know, like I'm working primarily from home. I am going in on occasion into the actual church building to check mail and to, you know, grab packages that have been delivered and a few other things. We're never crossing paths in the building, meaning if there's anyone else that's going to have to come in. We kind of all block times if we need to do that. But one thing that I have experienced is I miss my office chair because I'm like sitting now in like bar stools or like our kitchen, you know, at the kitchen table.
The bar stools at the kitchen in your house.
Right.
Just so we're clear.
Yes, let me be. Thank
he
you.
He didn't record the Easter
clarity.
Message in the bar.
Good, just in general, like just working, you know, like the bar stools at our kitchen counter. Or, you know, the kitchen table or laying on the bed or anything of that sort. And you're like, man, like my back is beat up. And again, I recognize how ridiculous that sounds. I'm not saying that this is like, I'm not a modern day martyr here. I'm just saying life is a little bit different. What else has been really different for you? Like things that we all know about. Hey, jobs are being impacted. We know about our health is at risk. But like just as far as like normal conveniences or things of life that you've noted, like, oh, that's significantly different.
Well, I think even just on the drive, you know, there's obviously less traffic, but also in the past, it's just been, oh, I need to go stop and get this. I'll just run in. That, right now, my mindset will not allow me to just run in. I mean, I was telling you while we were off air, over the weekend, I went to Home Depot and Lowe's, and I wore a bandana and put on gloves before I walked in the building, and kind of kept my hands to, like, made them close to me. And
you were the normal one.
Yeah. I mean, no one looked at me like I was odd. And we went to Home Depot and Aaron was with me and she was masked up too. And so there was just a moment of realizing, is this going to be like the normal thing from here on out? Or are we going to get on the other side of this and go, okay, I don't need to wear my bandana.
Yeah.
I believe when we can talk about it later, but it's a, it's an interesting thing that we're all trying to wrestle with. Even I needed the other day when we were building the lean-to, I needed a drill bit.
Right.
And I thought, I bet my neighbor has one.
Right.
They're outside. How do I, am I inappropriate to walk outside? We're all outside. I'm not going in his house.
Right.
And so I walked over, but I didn't let the kids come over. And so it was just a very, they were like, oh, we want to go see the neighbor. I'm like, yeah,
no,
you can't
do that.
It's just an odd thing.
We as you probably saw on Instagram, I feel like I almost took like a page out of the Wood family notebook here.
Okay.
You know, you've got the van.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have an old, King Ranch, I did put a tarp in the back of it. And
sure,
we made it a swimming pool and our boys have absolutely loved it. Okay. But that meant there was going to be at least one interaction with a neighbor because I borrowed a neighbor's tarp.
Okay.
And so he graciously just pulled it out into his driveway and then I went and got it at a later moment. And then we returned the favor because they called, up in the afternoon and they were going to do a bonfire with s'mores.
Okay.
That evening. And they didn't have any marshmallows, and we, for whatever reason, had a surplus of marshmallows.
Okay.
And so what did I do? I literally tossed a bag of marshmallows across the road to them. I mean, what is happening?
Isn't that odd?
One other thing that I have found of interest, it's amazing how dependent I have been in the past on live entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, of course, we know about sports. I mean, it is dark days when it comes to, you know, I watched a replay of the Chicago Bulls and the Orlando Magic last night. And I was talking with my boys and I mean, it had, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. You had, Steve Kerr didn't play for the Bulls at the time, played for the Magic.
Oh, wow.
And then would eventually, as we know, play for the Bulls, win several championships, and then go and coach the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking to my boys. I mean, we were watching like NBA classics, same story with all kinds of sporting events. But even just certain ways that we watch the news, I mean, the news has become different. You got so many of them that are recording from their homes or, you know, even the way that it has been broadcast. You never see reporters in the same room or in the same space, or at least if they are, they're many feet distant from each other. And so it's just all really, really different. Man, it's bizarre.
Well, and even on, you know, I don't frequent CNN, but even on CNN, you have Chris Cuomo who tested positive.
Right.
And he's still doing his show, but doing it from the living room or wherever in his home. And you're thinking, so we're in the middle of a pandemic. He's got the coronavirus. And he's still talking. It's just a, and all I can think about is there a cameraman in his house?
Yeah.
Because I hope there's not I hope the cameraman is whoever lives with him and not an actual, they're not bringing somebody over.
Is they probably, who knows? Maybe they brought someone in and set it up.
I bet they set it up.
And they've set it up and then
because it's really still, there's no other angles. It's just one. But man, what a odd, I was talking, we were pulling out of the driveway the other day and Gavin was asking something about where are we going. I was like, nowhere. We're just driving.
Right.
And I was like, buddy, you're living in a historical moment. And then we had a conversation about what that's like and what that means and that he'll be reading about it in the history books one day. And he can say, I was here during that time.
Yep. Speaking of going nowhere, we'll be back here in just a bit.
So as the conversation continues, gosh almighty. Well, you know, one thing that we talk about is, are we getting too used to talking into a screen? I say that as if every week we don't just talk into a microphone and see nobody.
But we do talk to one another.
We do talk to each other. But I do a show on Tuesdays where there's nobody. That's just me.
And in our case, the only people that may be listening are you and I.
And that's okay, too.
It's fine.
It allows me to vent and talk about things that...
Yeah. I'm actually going to begin charging you an hourly rate.
You should. Our listeners should charge us, is what they should do. So as we think about some of the shifts that have had to been made, which ones do you think are going to stick? Like, when this is all said and done, a shift occurred here... And it's just going to be the new normal for us.
Yeah.
What's your first one? What would be your first one?
Yeah. So I don't know if I can call this the new normal for the long haul, but I will say this. I really do believe even when certain parameters are going to be lifted, meaning the safer at home, and as best I understand, that's kind of a state by state approach. But you know, when I even think about the church, I mean, I'll be honest with you, like I consider these things, I think that there will still be a significant amount of people that will not gather in large congregations of people for an extensive amount of time, meaning that safer at home may be at least relaxed a bit, and people will say, yes, we've got to get the economy going, and we are going to go back to work, and we are going to, you know, be a little bit less cautious, or maybe just a little bit more free, I should say, when it comes to even some of their leisure activities. But I really struggle to believe that people are going to be quick to go and jump back into crowds, whether it be a movie, whether it be a concert, whether it be a church service. Yeah.
Especially indoor.
Right. And that's exactly right. And I think that is probably not, I do think that the church will eventually flourish again. And I think it will, you know, it will remain strong. But I think at least for the next many months, that is going to be at least one. So yeah. I didn't really answer your question.
No, I think that, yeah.
Fully. I would say one that I think that's going to change for good is what I referenced to. I do believe that the workforce 100%. Is going to absolutely shift. I think that all these people that have been flying all around the country, you know, spending money and creating whatever it may be, their footprint on what's the word I'm looking for?
Environment.
The environment. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, and costing their company, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. And I just think people can say, wait, we can have that conference call and do it this way. I think there will be a whole bunch of companies that will say, we don't need to provide office space for our employees.
I think it's going to change the commercial real estate market. It's going to look different.
Right.
I think one thing that's gone and will go away because of this is the handshake. I think we are at a place now where there's going to be
crazy
people.
Really?
I just don't believe, and it may be like what you said about large gatherings. It may just be for a time.
Right.
But I've noticed in any interaction I've had, excuse me, with anybody, there's not even a like want to go up to shake somebody's hand. It's a, hey, you know, good to see you. I think
that's hard for me, man. I am an affectionate person. I'm like a bring it in brother type guy.
Yeah, I think it's going to change the welcome greeting time at church.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Because of that, and so yeah, I think that's going to look different. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I do think we're going to have some folks going, yeah, I'm not, and then it's going to make for awkward. You know, you don't want to be rude, but
right.
I'm not shaking your hand. You know,
I mean, it's crazy to think just a few weeks ago, it feels like it has been months upon months.
Yeah.
But we were having conversations about, okay, you know, we're going to meet, and yet we're going to just kind of do this. And so, for a week or two when coronavirus had just begun to be discussed, we were just either adapting our welcome time or we were just getting rid of it altogether. And of course, now we're just not meeting altogether. Yeah. And man, it feels like that was months upon months ago. But there's an evolution that's happened there.
For sure.
And I agree with you. It's probably going to push, and it very well may stay.
Do you think that restaurants that have shifted to have curbside or delivery that normally do not offer those things. Do you think they will continue that on the other side of this?
I would think you would have to.
Yeah.
Because I think such a significant group in our society are going to remain very, very cautious for a long time. It would just be leaving money on the table if you didn't.
Yeah.
Because there are so many folks that, I mean, how many jokes have we heard about, well, now what is this thing? And they're referencing to like their kitchen. You know, the people
right.
are like having to cook again.
Right.
And,
yep.
Carrie, we've joked. I mean, she has like gone full blown like Holly Homemaker, and I've gone full blown like Grill Master.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are cooking at a exponentially higher rate than we have, mostly because we just now have times for
right.
our family to all eat together.
And you can't go to a restaurant.
Right. Exactly. And we can't do that, you know, but, when we've decided to go out, in fact, we're going to do an Easter lunch from our Brown Bags, our Brown Bag friends, our friends at Brown Bag, Peter and Paige Brown are some of our dear friends, and they own Brown Bag here in town, and they have really tried. If you're not familiar, they do something called, Brown Bag Blessings, and for years they've always offered a free meal to folks that were in moments where either they were in the hospital or something of that sort. And so they've been a blessing to our community for a really, really long time. So we're trying to do our part just to help them mm-hmm. in this time. And so we have we've ordered our big Easter lunch from them, but I would not even think about doing it if it required me going in
sure.
and interacting with a bunch of people. This is a, you get billed, you pay in advance, that you pull up, they deliver it to you.
Yeah.
Even I went through, I mean, I thought about this a couple of days ago. I was going through the Chick-fil-A drive-through.
Yep.
And I just thought, I don't know if you've seen any of these stories where people have been pulled out of society for whatever reason for a couple months. In fact, there was an article that talked about some, naval submarine, and it wasn't even, an American ship, but these, sailors that were on the submarine for a 2 month interval, like they were not sharing the news with them.
Okay.
So they're going to come back out and the world is going to be different. There was another story about a gentleman who had been like trekking
right, yep.
across someplace in New Zealand for a couple months. It comes out and everything is different. And I just thought to myself, if I just popped back into time, you know, I didn't know what was going on, and I am going through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, and all of the attendants are wearing masks.
And gloves.
Now, I will say yeah. they were wearing
cowl-patterned
yeah, masks, and wearing gloves, and there was no entrance into the restaurant.
Yep.
I would have thought, what has happened?
Well, it's the same. When I was at Home Depot the other day, and walked in with a bandana, and I saw a guy walking out with a bandana like the old West days, which is how I was wearing mine too. And so in a normal setting, I'm going, he just robbed the store.
Correct. Yeah. You would
he's
actually
got sunglasses on and a bandana. He clearly, and he's got gloves. He didn't want to leave any prints. He clearly robbed this store. Instead, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I see you.
And now
and
if he wasn't wearing that, you'd be like, what kind of irresponsible
yeah,
jerk
how dare
are you?
He not cover his face?
Yeah.
yeah. So what a weird.
How dare you not look like a bank robber?
Yeah. What a weird place we are in. And I'll just be honest. I've been wanting to wear a bandana like that for years.
And so now it feels
and
good.
And now I can wear it and feel like
speaking
I'm allowed
of
to do
kind
that.
Of garments like that. What is the lady that, that we're observing every day in these
Dr.
press
Burks. Dr. Burks.
Yeah. And she, is an impressive
very,
lady.
Very much so.
Obviously highly intelligent. But man, that lady has more scarves.
Yeah. And
than
I thought I had a tie collection. I would argue her scarf collection would make my tie collection look like nothing.
She may have had to order a huge surplus and be like, I'm going to be on the news for the
yeah.
next 3 months straight.
Hey, and I will say
one
thing about the scarf. If you're going out in public, you can just quickly pull it over your face and it's a mask.
That's a good word.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good
Speaking
word.
Speaking of things you need to be masked from, we'll be back in just a bit.
So the conversation continues. As we talk, there's a TV in the studio, and it's showing the different reporters and folks, anchor people, whatever they're called. They're at their home, Do you think, because I kind of like watching the news and seeing folks like in a casual setting, do you
right.
think some of that will stick around when it's all said and done? They'll be like, yeah, just stay home and be the anchor at home.
That's a great question. So as you know, because I'm sure you've probably been watching our services every weekend.
I have.
And you've,
yes,
you've
I, missed, probably, I fact, did miss one.
You've probably been watching them multiple times, I would think.
I
like
have.
Replays
yeah.
and things like that.
We watch it as a family. We analyze it. We take notes. And I'm going to send all those notes to you when it's all said and done.
Thank you. This is the ideal time for criticism. I appreciate that. No, but as you know, I've been recording from our home.
Yep.
And I've been bringing in either the whole family at some point, or at least a couple of the boys in, but also our two youngest boys have been bringing in a few of their stuffed animals every time. And they're not in there for the entire recording. You know, they're not just hanging out while I'm preaching the entire time. And I'm not really even preaching. I'm more just kind of teaching in a little bit more casual manner. But
that was
I've
one
gotten,
of my critiques.
Thank you. Yeah. I've gotten more feedback, like positive feedback, how people have loved. Like literally I had someone reach out and say, you need to do a show just with your boys, like not a, not related to the sermon,
yeah.
but like just do a midweek, like little, like a news show, almost kind of similar to like what John Krasinski did. And just allow it to be with your boys and their stuffed animals and we'd have a blast. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
It is really interesting that people, and I am in no fashion a celebrity, as you know. I mean,
sure.
we truly do every Sunday
yeah.
say this is not about us. But I guess that to a certain degree, I do have some public figureness. And
yeah.
yet our body has loved seeing, I mean, I've had comments, oh, we love your kitchen. Ah, you've got this extra room. I, as you know, I recorded from our
yep.
extra room, which is this like terribly, finished, like really poorly finished attic space.
I just figured there was an air mattress. I figured that's where you slept.
Yeah. That, which it probably should be that way. But I recorded from there and kind of used it as a sermon illustration. And people have like resonated with that. We've got a space
yep.
just like that.
I think
that.
Everybody has
it's where
room.
It's where everybody, we put all of our junk. It's yep. where Christmas decorations go. It's that stuff. Excuse me. And people have just resonated with it. So it could be like, yeah, hey, I've loved watching Jimmy Fallon and I don't even watch the,
yep.
the, when we're in normal routine, I am like going to bed far before any type of late night television. But there has been a few nights that I have stayed up and watched a bit of that. And like even to watch him recording from wherever room he
yeah.
is in his, you know, apartment or wherever he lives in New York has been crazy. And
well,
cool.
I think what we'll see is we'll see maybe one show a week, one show a month where they do it from
yep.
home. I think too, we'll have opportunities to, for instance, the ACMs were on this past week, the American Country Music Awards.
Right.
And the Wood family, huge country music fans.
Were you nominated?
I wasn't nominated for anything. I thought it was odd.
Yeah.
I really
strange.
Did and waited probably because of the pandemic. I didn't get
somehow
to know.
They missed it. Yeah.
But what they did this year is they postponed the event to September, which, you know, good luck with that.
Yeah.
And then what they did was they had all these artists record themselves performing a song or two
yep.
at their home. Are on their back patio.
Right.
So like Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani were
really
like
cool.
out in their backyard with a fire pit. Lady Antebellum is three members of a group and they were each in their own homes recording and,
yep.
and two of them had their sons with them while they were recording. And
that's cool.
Carrie Underwood was sitting on her couch singing. Keith Urban was in his, home studio, which was like,
super sweet.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, your home studio.
Have
okay.
you been recording from your home studio?
I don't have that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that would be the dining
the kitchen
room table.
Table. Yeah,
yeah
exactly.
or the kitchen table.
Yep.
And so, but it was a really neat and I enjoyed it. It was, the kids enjoyed it because it was them just looking at the camera and going, look, we're at home too. And we're just singing. A lot of country artists, a lot of artists in general have come out and done, you know, 20 minute shows
right.
periodically just from their garage or from their home. And so I think there's an appreciation of that we're going to get on the other side of this and go, yeah, we kind of appreciate those moments
right.
of being at home, having nothing on the calendar, just being at home when if you're going to work, getting home from work and going, oh, I don't have to go to gymnastics. I don't have to go
right.
to baseball practice. I don't have to go and do this.
Yep.
We can just be home together.
Yeah. And I do wonder actually if that will be a shift. I do wonder if a lot of people, especially how I think of here in East Tennessee, we have had absolutely stunning weather.
It's been amazing. And thank God.
And
yeah.
Exactly. And imagine if we were doing this in the middle of January. Yeah. You know, it would just be so difficult.
Dark at 4
but
o'clock.
But I do wonder, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me. But I do wonder if a number of folks are really enjoying slower evenings, slower weekends. And I wonder if some people, as we consider shifts today, if some people will be a little more apprehensive to start jamming their calendar back up with whatever it is, you know, extracurricular activities, whether it be youth sports or just other commitments. It'll be interesting. One question I have for you, you mentioned children. Do you think that homeschooling will actually grow as a result of this? Because I know that there are a ton of folks that are saying this is impossible.
Right. Yeah,
this
for
is
sure.
So hard. But I also think there's a lot of folks that have said, I'm enjoying not sending my kid out the door at 6:55 in the morning.
Well, we've been, as the Wood family, we've been toying with the idea of homeschool or co-op. So doing a mixture of homeschool and Christian school. But we haven't pulled the trigger on trying it.
Right.
Because to try that means you have to pull them out of their regular school and do something different. Well, this has kind of forced our hand. And I've often joked, look, if we do it, that's what I told my wife and my mother-in-law who lives with us. I've said, if we do it, I'll kind of lead it. I'll just come home from work and I'll sit down with them and we'll get them going. Not knowing if I could really manage that or if that would even be a possible thing. And that's what we've been doing. That's what I've been doing over the last 2 weeks at least. And are there times where I'm stressed and I raise my voice at my son or daughter?
About one time that we did that.
100%. Yeah. It's allowing us to try. And, okay, are they learning at the same clip? Are we putting enough emphasis here? Are they focusing enough? What does that look like? So I do believe that some folks are going to get on the other side of this and go, I think we can make that change. Or some will go, we thought we could do it, but we can't do it, and we're going to do something else.
So at this point, I'm going to go ahead and tweet it out. Let's put it, run it across the ticker. The Wood family is announcing.
Yeah,
run towards homeschooling.
I don't think that's the case.
Okay, so it's not. Got it.
Not official.
I thought maybe.
But when we're prepared to make that announcement.
I can call your wife right now.
When we're prepared to make that announcement, I will make it here on the show. I promise you that.
Hey, seriously, speaking of announcements that have been made.
Yeah, that's true. We did make an announcement last week.
I appreciate you saying that. I made an announcement last week that if you were one of our regular listeners, I do want to give some clarity to this, and not even clarity. I want to give a shift.
Before you give clarity, I will even say I titled last week's podcast "Big Announcement About Easter."
No,
there's another big announcement.
We talked about that I think quite literally we announced on the show. And really wasn't using the show as our formal announcement. It just happened to be my first opportunity to start speaking about it. But we were going to, in addition to our Sunday morning services online on Easter Sunday, we were going to be doing a drive-through event, that was going to be a social distance type experience where people would never get out of their vehicles and then they would actually circle back up by our friends at Morning Point, which is a senior living center on the back of our property. And we were going to do some things to bless them as we drove by. And literally the next day, our governor came out and made some kind of stronger statements regarding Safer at Home. And it was basically, if you do not have to leave your home, do not do that. And basically to organizations like ours, do not encourage people to do that. And so in respect to our leadership and to honor that wish, we pulled that event. And so, our apologies for some misinformation. As we all know, man, things change.
I've already decorated
every day.
The van, Jason.
Well, you can just drive around all you want.
I did add some, American flag magnets
right.
to the van just specifically for that.
I saw that. Well, I don't know if that's true, but I saw that. I actually considered, because there is a high volume of people being out in their yards, just trying to kind of get outside again, this beautiful weather. And I did consider driving the swimming pool. If you're just joining into the show, I mentioned earlier that we actually put a tarp in the back of my, F-150 and filled it up with water. It took a few days for the water to warm.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because otherwise it was just kind of coming straight from, the hose. But I thought about actually just driving it around the neighborhood in with two or three of my boys in the back.
I
of
thought
it.
You were just going to let people jump in.
No,
that would be
no,
a very
I don't
healthy,
do that. No, I didn't
healthy
do that.
Thing to do.
And actually, speaking of that, my boys asked me to empty it yesterday or last night yeah. and maybe refill it sometime today because it seems – you know, there's no filtration
That's
system.
That's true. It could get a little gross.
Yeah, there's no skimmer.
Yeah.
I'm not putting chemicals into yeah. it. And there's a lot of pollen as
and,
well.
And I bet the tarp was very slimy.
Yeah. And so, we're going to give it another shot. Maybe refill the pool today. Okay. But so you could have been driving your, van around wherever in the community with your decorations for
that's
the Easter drive through
that's
no longer
true.
Happening. I could drive the neighborhood with the swimming pool with my kids in the
yeah,
back.
Yeah, well, you know, and I put on Instagram that the Wood Family Church van added some new American art, and I tagged the folks that I bought the magnets from.
Right.
And they messaged me back, and they said, "We're so glad and honored that you put these on a church van." And I thought, oh, they think this is an actual church van. And I was like, I wanted to comment back and go, well, it's not an actual church van.
Right,
that's
right.
just what we call it.
Yeah.
But I didn't because I didn't want to get in the back and forth. But I thought it was funny. They now believe there's a church van in Knoxville, Tennessee.
You
that
like
has
what?
American flag
no,
magnets.
This can't be used for the church. It's too busy stocking all of my supplies.
That's
for
right. COVID-19. It's got too many weapons in it. So we'll be back. Now that, my friend,
that is a way to come back in.
That is good music. That's Justin Bieber's latest. I don't know if you knew that.
I don't think that's the case.
It is not. It's definitely not the case.
I do have some pretty breaking news that occurred right here in the break.
Okay.
So breaking news that occurred during our break. I checked my phone and I was looking at emails and. I don't know. I feel like you probably know me well enough to know that I am pretty quick on emails, like on replies. I keep it very organized. I traditionally function with an inbox of zero. Okay. I know that sounds crazy, meaning that it at the end of the day, it is going to get zeroed out. Now, I don't delete an email unless it's just flat out pure spam.
You just know. Looked at it.
I have looked at it and then I actually move it.
Oh,
I
wow.
like archive it down into some group. Okay.
Wow.
So my inbox is always zero. My wife has something legitimately, like if you look on her phone and it has the little number
oh,
next
no.
to it,
don't.
It's
uh-uh.
legitimately like 14,000 something.
No.
I mean, this is,
oh my gosh.
This is her. Okay. And yet she's a highly functioning and very successful business person, individual in our community. But I would just say that she checks her email in a different way
yeah,
than
makes
I do.
Me sweat.
Yeah, I know. Me yeah. too. And so what will happen occasionally, she will just go and look at, the calendar and she'll start making changes. And so it's like all at once. Like I'd make a change on the calendar or if an invite, cause we share a calendar together, like a family calendar. And so I'll just do it on occasion and just regularly. So I'm not going to get a bunch of notifications
yeah.
or she's not going to get a bunch of notifications from me. She, on the other hand, is going to go through it all at once for the next 3 weeks. And I'm just going to get a ton of notifications. So some things that have been canceled, as we would imagine, we've had baseball practice has been canceled. There's a baseball tournament that she has declined. That meant that I probably had actually put out the invitation.
Yeah.
A declined date night. That's really unfortunate because
wow.
We do put those on the calendar.
Yeah.
Accepted life group. Okay, this
okay.
is a big deal because we are continuing
yeah.
on with our life group. We're just doing it virtually. But the big thing that is exciting here, accepted Hope Resource Center annual banquet. And it is the virtual
oh,
thing
awesome.
That I have on,
come on.
Here.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So she's on it, man.
We appreciate that.
Yeah,
we're excited
so speak
about
a little
night.
Bit about yeah. that.
So, you know, just like everybody else, we had to look at what was on our calendar and decide, okay, can we have an in-person event or not? And we were pretty confident back the last couple weeks of March that April 30th was not going to be a thing of an in-person event. And so we wrestled, should we reschedule? Well, if we reschedule to May, are they going to push back the...
Didn't that seem like such a hard decision at the time?
Very
and
much.
Now today you're like,
very
I mean,
much.
It would, like you could not have gathered.
It's been insane. And so we've been, We wrestled with it for a couple of days, prayed through it. I had some other conversations. There were some other news that came out, and I just was like, look, we need to just say no. We've been wanting to do a virtual type event anyway. People are going to be used to it. Their schedules are going to be clear. Let's keep the night on their schedule and just say, instead of coming to the press room, just sit in your living room and watch our event.
Yeah.
It's going to be about half an hour. At the most, 45 minutes. I don't think it's going to be that long. And so we made the shift. We got everything together. We put the letters in the mail. We sent out emails. We made a video announcement. Shoreline was gracious enough to allow us to use their space. And it's been a process, but it's been one that we've felt peace with. And I'm really looking forward to the stories that we get to tell. The interesting thing is this year at our banquet, we had already prepared to be video heavy. So we had our patient testimony this year was going to be by video, not in person. We had a staff video where we're going to talk about the services that we provide. So we already were video heavy. And so it just worked out where, okay, well, we just do that. And then, you prayed,
right.
You're going to pray for us. And then we have some other things happening. And so it's just for us, it was the right thing to do. And every day we have more peace with that because of the news that's coming out. And what we have found is we've received other emails from nonprofits that are doing the same thing. And so we were kind of ahead of the curve when it came to making that announcement.
Right.
And we've heard from churches. We've heard from folks saying, we're going to host watch parties. I'm going to be sending an email out this week to different churches saying, hey,
love that.
We'd love for y'all to host a watch party so that maybe this will be the biggest banquet we've ever had.
Yeah, a couple questions. So there are a couple things that stand out to me every year when we do the banquet in person. And there's not a lot of perks for me than doing this show with you.
Yeah,
I'm going to be really honest. Okay. However, one of them is that you are always kind enough, because I think we are friends, or you just fake it, you know.
Sure.
I usually get to sit at your table, which is really great. And there's always usually some really wonderful folks that are there. Often some of our political leaders or just community leaders. And so I was wondering if there'll be like some type of backroom chat for me available. and then if you'll also be delivering a meal to
now
me.
Now you can easily, you can text me. I will not deliver a meal. I mean, I could order some McDonald's to have it sent to your house.
Nice.
I'd be happy to do that.
Nice.
But it's going to be a great night. 8 o'clock, investinghope.com/ hope live. We'd love for you to join us for that. Other than that, happy Easter. Watch Shoreline on Sunday for the Easter service or whatever church you're a part of. But celebrate the risen Savior. That's what we want you to do this week. Enjoy your family time. We'll talk to you next week.
God bless you.